time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Deadly protests that broke out along the Gaza border on Monday marred ceremonies opening the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. NBC News has more.
Outrage boiled over in the Gaza Strip today. While just 60 miles north, that seemed like a world away, ovations for President Trump in Jerusalem. Daughter Ivanka helping do the honors, unveiling the new embassy seal.
We welcome you officially and for the first time to the Embassy of the United States here in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Thank you.
Also there, her husband and Middle East advisor, Jared Kushner.
We've shown that the United States of America will do what's right, and so we have.
President Trump appeared in a recorded message saying the embassy move from Tel Aviv keeps a campaign promise.
The United States under President Harry Truman became the first nation to recognize the State of Israel. Today we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations.
Jerusalem is a divided city. Palestinian Arabs in the east, Jewish Israelis in the west. Today, the U.S. recognized Israel's claim to all of the city, forever.
President Trump is now entering into Israel's history books. Previous U.S. administrations had promised to do this move, moving the embassy here to Jerusalem, but had deferred the decision, fearing it could cause an outbreak of violence in the volatile Middle East. And today, that's exactly what happened.
Tear gas and bloodshed in the Gaza Strip, where some 2 million Palestinians are sealed off from the outside world. Protesters march toward Israel's closed and heavily defended border. NBC's Matt Bradley was there.
Tens of thousands of Palestinian protesters have been trying since this morning to breach that border into Israel. The reaction from Israel with sniper fire and artillery has led to more deaths here.
Cameras captured protesters falling after being shot. Many in Gaza feel they have nothing to lose. Better to die for a principle. Their claim to Jerusalem.
Dozens were killed in Gaza as thousands of Palestinians sought to cross the border. Israeli and U.S. officials blamed Hamas for the violence, saying they were sending people into a situation they knew would result in violence to drive media attention. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah held the White House briefing on Monday.
The death toll is over 50 in Gaza. Is the U.S. calling on Israel to use restraint in dealing with these protests?
Well, we believe that Hamas is responsible for these tragic deaths, that their rather cynical exploitation of the situation, it is what is what's leading to these deaths, and we want them to stop.
So there's no burden on Israel to do something to sort of rein it in?
No, we think that we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that Hamas is the one that, frankly, bear responsibility for the dire situation right now.
Lastly, Raj, how does this, the United States has been wanting to put out a peace plan. How does today's situation hurt that?
I don't think it hurts the peace plan. The peace plan will be introduced at the appropriate time. But what today is about is following through on what the president promised and believes, and it's also a recognition of reality. I think we've, for decades, walked on eggshells pretending that Jerusalem isn't the capital of Israel when it obviously is. And this is just a recognition of reality.
Last week, Chinese telecom giant ZTE said it would shutter major operations after the U.S. announced punitive measures in response to the company's failure to comply with a settlement of charges for violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. But Sunday, in a reversal that officials said came without a formal policy process at the White House, Trump tweeted that he had ordered Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to save ZTE from collapse, saying the company's failure would cost too many jobs in China.
President Trump calling for the Commerce Department to help get a controversial Chinese phone maker back in business. Tweeting today, I'm quoting now, President Xi of China and I are working together to give massive Chinese phone company ZTE a way to get back into business fast. Too many jobs in China lost. Commerce Department has been instructed to get it done. Chinese tech company ZTE says its business was crippled after a U.S. ban against the company went into effect in April. The U.S. Commerce Department blocked American firms from working with the company until 2025, saying it violated U.S. sanctions against North Korea and Iran and lied to U.S. officials.
Lawmakers from both parties Monday warned that the action would undermine undermine U.S. national security and erode the U.S. position at the outset of high-stake trade talks with China. Senior Republicans said they were caught off guard by the president's ZTE tweet, with neither congressional leaders nor the heads of the Senate Finance and Foreign Relations Committees receiving warning that the administration was contemplating lifting restrictions on the Chinese tech giant. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that a federal ban on sports gambling is unconstitutional, paving the way for sports betting to spread across the nation. The 2018 midterms are on. Tuesday is primary day in Idaho, Nebraska, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. Get out and vote. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-funded, so I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.